The state Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday from attorneys for Matthew Ferdin, whose right arm is deformed and partially paralyzed. A jury found it was the result of a doctor's malpractice and awarded Ferdin more than $1 million in the case. He actually received much less because of a state law that caps awards for pain and suffering at $433,000. The same law limits lawsuits for medical expenses at $100,000. Attorney Marie Stanton says juries know cases like Ferdin's better than anyone, and taking away their right to decide is unconstitutional. She says the state's 10-year-old cap on malpractice payouts is also unnecessary.
The health care providers are doing quite well. The insurance rates are down on liability insurance. They win most of their cases, and we just don't have very many high verdicts in Wisconsin. So why do we need a statute capping limits on people who are injured and can't get the money that the jury's awarded?
But Stephen Means, a lawyer for the state's Patient Compensation Fund, says the caps have kept doctors' malpractice insurance premiums in check at a time when they're out of control elsewhere in the country. He was pressed by justices to show whether the limits had actually helped patients, too, especially in light of reports that many of the state's residents are uninsured.
What you look at is not what things are like today. You look at what things are like today as compared to what they might be if Wisconsin had not taken steps to address these issues.
The Supreme Court split on a similar case 5 years ago. Justice David Prosser sat out that decision. He decided to participate this time around, even though he helped pass the malpractice caps as a member of the state legislature in the mid-90s. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.